From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
Deer cutting chainsaws, killing the trees. Something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet. And you'll also hear about folks who have detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. This is activist radio, and I urge you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up on a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down at the Dragon in the road blockade. If you have information, news, comments, or announcements for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. And as always, we're going to start off with announcements. Cascadia Forest Alliance is holding their fifth annual Resist Dance Sunday, September 10th from 12 to 9 p.m. at Laurelhurst Park in Portland, Oregon. Music and fun in the sun bring the entire family, they say. These are the bands that are scheduled to play: Timothy Hull, the Pagan Jug Band, Nicole Campbell, Land of the Blind, Michael Hagmeyer, and Trey Arrow. Come out and support your local tree sitters and their effort to protect your watershed. There will be games for children and adults. For more information, call in Portland, Oregon, 241-4879. Once again, that number in Portland, Oregon, 241-4879. Or you can go to their webpage at www.cascadiaforestalliance.org. That's www.cascadiaforestalliance.org. And once again, Cascadia Forest Alliance's fifth annual Resist Dance, Sunday, September 10th, from 12 to 9 p.m. at Laurelhurst Park in Portland, Oregon. In the Northern Rockies, it's the Wild Rockies Rendezvous, entitled this year 40 Freedoms. The Alliance for the Wild Rockies hosts the 15th annual Wild Rockies Rendezvous on September 14th through 16th at the Missoula Children's Theater. That's on the corner of Adams and East Broadway in downtown Missoula, Montana. Dave Foreman, founder of Earth First and founder and chairman of the Wildlands Project, presents the Rendezvous keynote address on Thursday, September 14th at 7:15 p.m. This three-day event features panel discussions, workshops, and live music and dancing. The Wild Rockies Rendezvous began in 1985 to promote wilderness-based ecosystem protection in the Northern Rockies. If you'd like to check out their schedule, visit their webpage at www.wildrockiesalliance.org. That's www.wildrockiesalliance, all one word, .org. Or you can give them a call, 406-721-5420. That's 406-721-5420. For room and travel arrangements, you could contact the Alliance for the Wild Rockies, Bob Clark. Once again, his number, 406-721-5420, or you could send him email at bc@wildrockiesalliance.org. That's bc@wildrockiesalliance, all one word, .org. And once again, the Wild Rockies Rendezvous this year entitled 40 Freedoms, September 14th through 16th in Missoula, Montana. And the 14th annual Forest Reform Rally. The Forest Reform Network, the American Lands Alliance, and local host Texas Committee on Natural Resources invite you to the year 2000's Forest Reform Rally. It's going to be held at the Chain of Lakes Conference Center near the Sam Houston National Forest, September 15th through 17th. This is your chance to see the lovely southern mixed forests that flourish in East Texas. We'll visit an endangered red-cockaded woodpecker colony, stroll beneath tall swamp chestnut oaks, water hickories, and laurel oaks, and enjoy beautiful southern magnolia trees. Watch for late-blooming wildflowers to drop a spot of color on the forest floor. Each year, the rally offers forest activists the opportunity to get acquainted, learn from each other, and strategize how to protect our valuable public lands. We'll discuss legislation, litigation, wilderness, restoration, and such burning questions as the use of prescription fire. For more information, the contact for the Texas Committee on Natural Resources, you can write them at 1301 South Interstate Highway 35, Suite 301, Austin, Texas, 78741. Once again, that address, Texas Committee on Natural Resources, 1301 South Interstate Highway 35, Suite 301, Austin, Texas, 78741. Or you could try giving them a call, 512-441-1122. Once again, the number, 512-441-1122. And to send email, here's their email address, tconr@mindspring.com. That's tconr@mindspring.com. For information about the 14th Annual Forest Reform Rally, to be held September 15th through 17th at the Chain of Lakes Conference Center near the Sam Houston National Forest in Texas. And that same weekend is the Healing Self, Healing Earth, Experience our Deep Ecology, Feeling Our Shamanic Roots Conference. This is being held September 15th through 17th at the Sesquatchie Valley Institute at Moonshadow in Tennessee. Come join us for a magical weekend as we purify and deepen our connection to the self, the earth, and each other. We will explore our inner and outer environments through shamanic journeying, nature awareness, a sweat lodge ceremony, sharing circles, and deep ecology processes. Being immersed in nature will allow us to renew and strengthen our commitment to the earth and all her creatures. Together we will discover our unique gifts for aiding humanity and our planet at this crucial time. We can make a difference. The facilitators are Kathy Petoviano, as an environmental educator, shamanic practitioner, and wildlife biologist. Kathy is the founder of the Emergence Healing Center, where she teaches classes in shamanism and offers private healing sessions. She has led workshops in shamanism, deep ecology, women's issues, outdoor leadership, team building, and naturalist programs. Kathy blends a background of deep personal growth work with her strong love and connection to the earth and spirit. Also facilitating is Bill Pfeiffer, founder and director of the Sacred Earth Network, a well-respected environmental group combining practical activism and essential deep ecology. Bill brings a dynamic mixture of open-heartedness, sensitivity, and a fierce determination for a peaceful, sustainable future. He has studied extensively with John Seed, Joanna Macy, and John Perkins. There's a pretty substantial cost for this weekend, but it is sliding scale and includes food, camping, and workshop fees. There are partial scholarships available for some participants. To register, contact Ashley at the Sesquatchie Valley Institute. The number, 949-5922. The number again, 423-949-5922. Or you can send email to mediarights@bledsoe.net. That's mediarights@bledsoe.net. Space is limited, they say, so please register early. And all proceeds from the workshop will help support environmental action projects. Once again, September 15th through 17th. Healing Self, Healing Earth at the Sesquatchie Valley Institute at Moonshadow in Tennessee. And Casey Neal, that Earth First singer-songwriter, and his trio will be appearing at several places this coming weekend, Sunday, August 27th. He'll be at Portland, Oregon with trio mandolinist Zach Borden and his band, The Lizzies. They open for Daryl Anger and Mike Marshall Band at the Aladdin Theater. And not exactly sure where that is, but if you're in Portland, Oregon, maybe you'd know where the Aladdin Theater is, and you can go on Sunday. Doesn't say what time they open either, but if you're in Portland, I guess you're going to have to figure it out. Next Thursday, August 31st, also in Portland, Oregon,
Casey is solo and with friends at the Laurel Thirst at the corner of 29th and Glisson in Portland, Oregon, on Thursday the 31st. In September, Casey will be in Seattle, Washington at the Bumper Shoot Festival. That's at Northwest Court Stage. I guess they're going to have more than one stage at this festival. For more information, go to the webpage www.bumpershoot.com. And he'll be appearing at 1:30 p.m. That's September 3rd in Seattle, Washington. And Casey appears on Friday, September 8th and September 9th in Sisters, Oregon at the Sisters Folk Festival. www.sistersfolkfestival.com for more information on that one. He'll be doing afternoon sets and a Saturday evening show with Carter and Grammer and Guy Clark. Also, Robin and Linda Williams, Misty River and John McEwen. Sounds like a great show in Sisters, Oregon, Friday, September 8th and September 9th. Be sure and say hello to Casey for him, Uncle Dennis. And here's an announcement. Calls needed to stop the fee demo extension. I guess you need to call your senators and congresspeople about this one. A rider in the Senate Interior Appropriations Bill would extend the recreational fee demonstration program known as fee demo for another year until 2002. Recreation fees create a perverse incentive for public land agencies to maximize high-impact recreational activities such as ski resorts, which will generate more revenue for land managers. Rather than extending fee demo again through a rider, Congress should allow the program to expire next September as scheduled. This July, Representatives Lois Capps and Frank Pallone sent a letter to the Interior Appropriations Conference Committee urging it to remove the fee demo rider. Thanks to your hard work, 37 representatives also signed that letter. We're asking all of you to please write or call your representative and senators this August and urge them to remove the fee demo extension rider from the Interior Appropriations Bill. If your representative or senator is on the conference committee, it's particularly important that you contact him or her. The fee demo program created through a rider in 1996 authorizes the Forest Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the National Park Service, and the Fish and Wildlife Service to charge public admission fees to wild areas around the country. This could happen to you in a national forest. Parking fees? I don't think so. Let's let it expire in September of 2001. They've done enough damage already. If you'd like more information, contact Melanie Mayock of American Lands. Her number, 202-547-9267. That's 202-547-9267. Or you can send her email at mmayock@mindspring.com. That's mmayock@mindspring.com. Looking for a job? Here's an employment opportunity in San Mateo County, California. They're looking for a Resource Conservation District Program Assistance, and you have only one more week to apply for this position. The San Mateo County Resource Conservation District is a non-regulatory agency managed by a volunteer board of directors and currently administered by a staff of 3 employees. We've been serving the unincorporated coastal San Mateo County in California since 1939. Their mission is to assist land managers in improving and maintaining their lands to preserve the economic and ecological health of their community through the conservation of soil, water, and other natural resources. The Resource Conservation District programs include educational workshops, restoration projects, watershed assessments, planning and monitoring programs, collaborative efforts with agricultural, environmental, and governmental groups. The job is a program assistant. It's a full-time position intended to provide administrative and field support for the Resource Conservation District programs. The program assistant reports to the watershed conservationist and may assist the district administrator. Position is immediately available. Salaries from $1,800 to $1,900 per month. Holidays, vacation, sick leave, and medical insurance is included. There are some evening and weekend work required. And you'll be trained in field activities and professional develop opportunities may be offered. Let's get right down to it. You'll need office skills. You'll need watershed and management skills. But most of all, you'll need a resume and 3 references, including a cover letter. And they must be received in in Half Moon Bay by 5 p.m. on September 1st of the year 2000. Submit your resume, cover letter, and 3 references to San Mateo County Resource Conservation District, 788 Main Street, Half Moon Bay, California, 94019. Once again, that address, San Mateo County Resource Conservation District, 788 Main Street, Half Moon Bay, California, 94019. Here's the fax number in case it's the last minute for you. Area code 650-726-0494. Once again, the fax number is 650-726-0494. If you have questions, give them a call. Area code 650-712-7765. That information phone again, 650-712-7765. And protesters rallied last week outside of Monsanto's corporate offices, Dateline Crèvecoeur, Missouri, flanked by a huge inflatable ear of genetically engineered corn. Protesters rallied in front of Monsanto Company's corporate campus last Friday. About 150 activists, mostly from Missouri, gathered to protest Monsanto's genetically altered crops and seeds. The group was a mix of environmental activists and Family Farm Coalition members. Quote, they're promising farmers things they just can't deliver, specifically the yield performance of modified crops, said Tammy Shea of MoRage, or the Mobilization for Safe Food and Family Farms. They're promising reduced use of pesticides and herbicides, and that's something that's just not bearing out. The company, a subsidiary of Pharmacia Corp, is a frequent target of those opposed to biotechnology. Shea cited a study conducted by researchers at the University of Nebraska that showed soybeans genetically altered by Monsanto to resist Monsanto's herbicide Roundup produced lower yields than conventional soybeans. The Roundup Ready soybean is one of Monsanto's best-known products. The company has said that Nebraska study is contrary to the body of research done on beans in both Monsanto and independent researchers. They show the same general lack of understanding and appreciation of the benefits of biotechnology to agriculture as past protesters, said Gary Barton, a Monsanto spokesman. And most of those at the protest were members of MoRage or the Gateway Green Alliance. They stood on either side of the entryway to the company's headquarters in a space set up by the company, and they held signs and waved to passing motorists. A police officer stood nearby along with several Monsanto security officers, but there were no altercations. And we want to thank the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, August 19th edition, for that news. And in other news, from that same demonstration, at 7:30 a.m. on Thursday, August 17th, MoRage activist Brent Manis scaled a 100-foot electric power pole to unfurl a 10-by-25-foot banner reading, "Congrats, Monsanto, world's number one genetic polluter." On the Lindbergh Avenue at Monsanto's world headquarters in St. Louis, Missouri. At about 8:45, he voluntarily descended the pole after the banner was cut down by employees of Union Electric, and unfortunately, he was then arrested. This action kicked off the Mobilization for Safe Foods and Family Farms, a couple of days of teach-ins and demonstrations on Friday, August 18th, and we just read about that. Farmers, consumers, environmentalists, and students gathered in Monsanto's Hope Now to protest genetically modified organisms and the company's illegal and unethical actions. The protest was accompanied by solidarity actions elsewhere in the United States and around the globe. Missouri Resistance Against Genetic Engineering, MoRage, is a nonviolent grassroots group determined to rid Missouri and then the world of corporate bioterrorists and genetic engineering. If you'd like to contact them, their number is 314-721-3192. That's 314-721-3192. And their email address is MoRage, MoRAGE, exclamation point, at unbounded.com. That's MoRage, exclamation point, at unbounded.com. Moving to world news, the Tehran Shomal construction project, another step towards the destruction of the Iranian environment. The Iranian government has plans to renew construction of the Tehran Shomal Northern Iranian Highway. The proposed 123-kilometer-long, 26-meter-wide highway will pass through the mountain forests of Alborz and Mazandaran to join Tehran with the northern cities of Shalush, Noshashar, and Klardasht. These coastal cities are found in the narrow strip between the Caspian coast and the mountains, where it is the narrowest and the most attractive point, and where the thickly forested northern slopes of the Alborz roll almost to the sea. Construction is set to begin in late this year by the Italian Astaldi Group, and the Iranian subcontractors such as the Tablay Construction Company. According to the Director General of Highway Construction from the Ministry of Roads and Transports, the cost of the project will be 8 billion with a B, reals. If built, the highway project will have severe environmental consequences. The highway will pass through sensitive ecosystems, and its construction will require the destruction of forests, agricultural fields, and gardens, and will increase the erosion of mountainsides and increase runoff. It will endanger a protected area of about 400,000 acres of biologically diverse Alborz Mountains. When questioned by reporters about where they were going to take the excavated soil, the project's general manager only made jokes to avoid answering the question. General consensus among environmental experts at the time was that the excess soil would simply be dumped into valleys along the highway. The Green Party of Iran is very concerned about the irreversible environmental consequences that will result from this construction project. We believe that existing roads to the north should be modified instead of building a brand new highway, which will only destroy more of Iran's already dwindling forests. We call on environmental activists from around the world and Iran to help us stop highway construction in Iran's northern forests. Please send telegrams, faxes, express, or airmail letters urging that the planned construction be halted and that an independent environmental assessment be performed and made public. And we also request that the Iranian public be informed of all construction plans and that the project's financing and all alleged corruption be investigated. Here's the address. Please send your appeals to His Excellency Dr. Masumeh Ebtekar, I'll spell that. The first name, M-A-S-O-U-M-E-H, Masumeh, and the last name, Ebtekar, E-B-T-E-K-A-R. He's the Vice President of the Islamic Republic of Iran and head of the Department of the Environment. His address, P.O. Box 5181, number 187, Ostad Nejatollahi Avenue. I will spell those. Number 187, Ostad, that's O-S-T-A-D, Nejatollahi Avenue, N-E-J-A-T-O-L-L-A-H-I Avenue, in Tehran. And I guess it's a zip code, 15875. And be sure to write at the bottom, Islamic Republic of Tehran, so they know what, of Iran, excuse me, so they know what country it's going to. I'll repeat all of that once more. His Excellency Dr. Masumeh Ebtekar, Vice President of the Islamic Republic of Iran and head of the Department of the Environment, P.O. Box 5181, number 187, Ostad Nejatollahi Avenue, Tehran, 15875, Islamic Republic of Tehran. And you can check out the webpage for the Green Party of Iran. Their webpage, www.iran-e-sabz.org/eindex.html. Once again, www.iran-e-sabz.org/eindex.html. And out here in California, a top staff member for Governor Gray Davis instructed state forestry and wildlife staff to, quote, bend over backwards to approve logging plans by the Pacific Lumber Company. According to information obtained by the California Public Employees for Environmental Responsibility, that's California PEER, an employee activist advocacy group, lobbyists for Pacific Lumber dominated a stormy meeting described by one participant as a public whipping of the California Department of Fish and Game and the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The Washington, D.C. lobbyist for Pacific Lumber, Tommy Boggs, along with representatives from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the National Marine Fisheries Service, attended the meeting. Susan Kennedy, Governor Davis's cabinet secretary and deputy chief of staff, summoned managers from DFG and CDF to attend the January 18th meeting at the State Resources Building. Kennedy's order to the agency managers to back off followed a presentation by Jared Carter, executive vice president and counsel for Pacific Lumber, who had a list of complaints about CDF and the Department of Fish and Game. The company contends that the state is taking too long to approve Pacific Lumber's logging plans. The plans are those governed by the Habitat Conservation Plan that was part of the Headwaters Forest acquisition deal. State biologists say the delays are due to inaccurate information in the plans, such as failing to identify the presence of federally listed wildlife species and Pacific Lumber's insistence on interpreting provisions of the HCP in ways that undermine the conservation plan. Wildlife managers who attended the meeting characterized it as one-sided. One participant said, quote, "The company came to the administration and complained, so the governor's office beat up on us a bit. Pacific Lumber left the meeting feeling pumped up. Susan was pandering to the company, who went away all puffed up. That's not the way to encourage people already killing themselves working long hours. Morale is not a concern to the governor's office. We could have accomplished the same objectives without being beaten over the shoulders about it," unquote. And quoting another person, "Allowing his staff to take a belt to state wildlife managers while industry looks on sends a clear message about this governor's priorities," commented California peer coordinators Karen Schombach. "Governor Davis is willing to sacrifice the state's fish and wildlife resources in order to appease the timber industry." And Uncle Dennis is going to take a break here, and we're going to listen to a little music, and then we'll be right back.
Somewhere where the life is wild and trees embrace the sky, coyotes howl to the moon as she slowly traces by. Far from the concrete in the hills of frost and snow, life weaves its web as the lights burn on below. But there's a yup beyond the mountain from the land of corporate greed, buying, selling parasites, filling a consuming need, filling that consuming need. Yeah, there's a yup beyond the mountain, everybody run, thinks it's a game of Monopoly, won't stop till he's won, won't stop till he's won. And the wheels will roll, here to sell my soul. Someday they'll sell it back to me. Yeah, the time will come when it's all been done. With the world to gain, what have we done? What have we won? 'Cause there's a yup beyond the mountain from the land of corporate greed, buying, selling parasites, filling a consuming need, filling that consuming need. Yeah, there's a yup beyond the mountain, everybody run, thinks to aim a monopoly, won't stop till he's won, won't stop till he's won.
And Earth First Radio will be right back.